You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just telling Jeremy this morning the hoodie that I'm wearing today. I don't wear very often, mostly because it's got like a funny kind of thing on it. Mm-hmm. And I've never, like, we used to work with a guy who had this t-shirt that had kind of a joke on it. But he wore that like once a week. And after a while, when you've seen the same joke t-shirt 75 times,
you're like, he becomes the joke then.
Yeah, it's like, stop wearing that.
Please
it's
stop.
It's not funny anymore.
Not good.
So there is this guy who went out there and decided to keep a spreadsheet. And he tracked his entire wardrobe for 3 years. Now think about this. He kept track of every pair of socks, underwear, pants, shirts, belts, jackets, everything for 3 years. He wanted to break everything down by its cost per wear, meaning the price that you pay for something divided by the total number of times you wear it. Mm-hmm. And from all of that, he came up with a bunch of tips for people to make their wardrobe more efficient. Because with a few exceptions, making sure I'm putting that disclaimer out there, with a few exceptions, the vast majority of our listeners can walk into their closet right now and probably pick out, what would you say, a third of things that have been in there for years, mm-hmm. and they never touch.
Oh, they've got a layer of dust on them, for sure. Like, I'm thinking of everything that's in our closet and that knickknack doesn't wear. And shoot, that I don't wear. You could do mm-hmm. that thing where you take both hands and you squeeze a stack of things there on the hanger, pick it up and take it to Goodwill and donate it, put it to use, you know? I've been trying to do the thing where I'm rotating things out because I've got like also a separate closet because I have so many clothes. And I've been trying to pull things from the back of that to the front and trying mm-hmm. to wear things that are in the back that just get lost because we get lazy. We get into the routine where we like our same five flannels, cheer, you know?
So
I've been digging in the back a little bit.
Isn't there some trick where you're supposed to take all of your clothes and that are hanging on hangers?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to turn them all around so that the hangers are backwards,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And then as you wear something, when you put it back, you put it in with the hanger normally, like facing the other direction.
Right.
And that gives you, over time, a snapshot of the stuff that you are not wearing. If the hanger is still in there backwards uh-huh. after a year,
get rid of it.
You say, what am I doing with this? I moved 3 times in about a 14-month period, which is pretty insane. But all three of those moves involved getting rid of clothes. And that was one of the greatest things about it.
Refreshing.
Moving is no fun at all. But it was so, yeah.
Well, when you run from the law, you know, that many times in that short amount of time.
And they haven't caught me yet, have
no,
they?
No, different wardrobe.
Anyway, so this guy came up with all of these tips. And let's just touch on a couple of them. One of them, he's talking about focus on use, not price. Like, we tend to, if we're going to buy something, we're like, oh, that's more expensive than this other thing. Mm-hmm. And he makes a really good point. I used to talk, there was an old lady friend of mine many years ago who used to refer to the PPW. She said that's the price per wear.
Yeah.
And I always latched onto that, and I loved it. This guy uses essentially the same phrase. He calls it cost per wear. So something might be more expensive, but if you like it so much that it goes into a high rotation,
then you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, your price per wear comes way down.
Now, do your $400 jeans that you buy fall into this category then?
Absolutely. In fact, that's all I buy in there. Not $400, they're only like $220.
Oh, okay. It's a bargain.
$180 to $220 is what I pay for jeans. Uh-huh. However, I wear the crap out of them.
And they're high quality, and they've lasted you. And
they're high quality. They fit well. They look good. They check all the boxes mm-hmm. for jeans rather than, oh, I'm going to buy a $45 pair
rather
of jeans.
Rather than me rolling through Costco, buying mayonnaise and bread and pants for 15 bucks a pair. But they're great. They're lasting me.
You have made a lot of fun of me and my Nordstrom jeans over the years.
I got Costco jeans, buddy.
But I will not give them up.
I like number three. This is part of my problem. If I go into mm-hmm. my closet, I've got shirts, mostly a lot of dress shirts that are quite a few years old. And number three here on the list is avoid clothes with limited options, like the bright purple shirt or the bright pink shirt. Mm-hmm. There was a phase where guys went through maybe 5-6 years ago where the pastels were big. And I have the purple dress shirts and the pink and the light blue that I don't ever want to wear again, Dom. But I'm leaving them in there just in case that, you know, circles back around.
You know, it's funny about the whole just in case, isn't it?
It is.
I think the number one thing for people on just in case is weight loss. Just in case I lose those 20 pounds, I'm going to hold on to these pants. Just in case I can fit into this sweater again, I'm going to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have had just in case sweaters for 15 years.
One of these days, I'll be back in it. Yeah.
I think there might be even a... And I haven't seen this on his list. Maybe if I dig deeper. But don't you think there's a... I don't know, like a psychological benefit? And I've never thought about this till right now. Maybe a lot of people think of it all the time, and it just dawned on me. A psychological benefit of getting rid of the pants and sweaters and such that you don't fit into anymore, instead of holding on to them for the just-in-case moment,
maybe.
You get rid of them so that they don't taunt you every time.
So you can get back into them.
Right, so you don't walk into your closet and feel like, oh, no, I still can't fit into them. Oh. In other words, it's just a downer when you walk in there.
Yeah,
maybe
I can see
that's
that.
Maybe that's a reason to get rid of that stuff.
You're probably right. I could see holding on to pants that are like too big for you, that you've actually slimmed down and lost the weight, you know, as just kind of a confidence booster. Like, just keep one pair of your giant pants in there and be like, this is where I came from. I don't ever want to go back to that.
Or is that the exact opposite, that becomes your parachute, you know, your soft landing, that, oh my, I have freedom to go pig out for 6 months because I'm covered with pants.
Covered with parachute pants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Could be. I don't know.
I have a soft landing guaranteed. But if you don't have
these
those
clothes.
These
are my Thanksgiving pants.
And you know that if you pig out for 6 months, it's going to cost you a lot of money and having to go buy new clothes.
Yeah, there
might be motivation that way.
Oh, man, we're twisted. I like number eight. This kind of goes along with that, you know when to let stuff go. I have clothes in my closet that I wore, specifically a couple jackets, when I first started dating Nicole, like almost 2 decades ago now, that she will not let me get rid of because it reminds her of when we were dating and we had such a good time. And there was a couple, you know, jackets that she liked what I looked like in them, but
Members
I'll never wear
jackets.
Them again. Right. Now, one's a bright yellow Tommy Hilfiger fleece quarter zip that is the most god-awful, ugly jacket.
Get rid of that.
She refuses to let me get rid of that, Dom. She will not let me get rid of it.
I'll talk to her.
I should put it on today and take a picture of it and post it. And you can see how did I even land a girl with this jacket, honestly?
Well, we've all wondered. Take a picture of that, then take it off, and then set fire to it. And then...
I want to really bad. It's really, really bad.
Anyway, we've found all of this really fascinating. The last thing he says on here is that it's okay to have weaknesses. He says that even he has. He's calculated. He says he has enough blazers to last 10 years. They shouldn't be taking up so much space in his closet, but he just loves blazers.
Blazers.
So
what a name.
So you are allowed to have a weakness.
What's yours?
What is my weakness? Probably, you know, my weakness might be the sweaters that I have that Gretchen has always poked fun at and said that they're hideous.
Your horizontal stripe
Horizontal stripe things on them.
Yeah.
And she's like, those are hideous. Those are hideous.
And you love them. You can't get enough of them.
But you know what? The funny thing is, I keep them in the closet. I don't wear them anymore because she totally ridicules me every time I ever put it on.
You can't wait till she like leaves the house to go to the grocery store and you run in your room and put on that sweater.
I put on one of them and then the others I throw on the bed and I just roll around.
She's never going to catch me.
I think what we'll do is we'll. Did we put a link on our Facebook page about this yet?
I think we did yesterday, but I can repost it.
I would repost it because I think people. It's just something interesting to think
it's
about.
It's beneficial
with your ding dang wardrobe. And here's two guys sitting talking about our wardrobe.
Just talking pants today. No big deal. That's what we do.